welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together.
Get ready for some serious travel envy. It's Wanderlust Wonder Time on See the World with Ajala Nene. We're about to explore a destination that will leave you itching to pack your bags. Let's dive right in. So our spotlight today is Obaoku Caves and Waterfalls in Anambra State. Hidden deep within Anambra's luxurious forests lies the breathtaking Obaoku Caves and Waterfalls. Imagine cascading water, mystical rock formations, and caves whispering tales of the past. Whether you're seeking adventure or a spiritual retreat, this natural wonder promises an unforgettable journey into the heart of nature's beauty and mystery collide at Obaoku Caves and Waterfalls. If adventure is your thing, this should be on your list. So until next time, keep exploring and look out for the next Wanderlust Wonder. Ekaabo! Welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene. And I have with you me today. I call him one of my daddies in the tourism space. Mr. Lawan Adams, Ekaabo, all of the above. Thank you. So I tried getting him like three times, guys. So I'm so like excited to have him here today because he's a big deal to me. Mr. Lawan Adams is passionate about tourism, heritage, and cultural preservation. I love that part. He founded the Loving Lagos Onikko House and Loving Lagos Beach and Resorts, known as one of the biggest hubs for cultural exchange in Nigeria. Located in the heart of Lagos Island, the Loving Lagos showcases the beauty, splendor, and rich history and heritage of Lagos. So, sir, let me start. Why tourism? Why are you doing what you're doing, especially when it comes to the cultural preservation part? I know that's like your heartbeat when you talk about Loving Lagos, your brand.
So it's a couple of things, you know, where as Nigerians, Lagosians, we're very keen on, you know, traveling, meeting people, mm-hmm. and all of that. And you'd find yourself constantly comparing, my Lagos, this is Accra, this is, you know, Tema, this is, you know, different places. And you do travel to a couple of places and you're like, my city has a lot more to show than these places. But who is doing it?
Yeah.
It's not just a question of government. Government might not even see the kind of things you see,
mm-hmm.
relationships you have and all of that. So you take it upon yourself and you decide, you know, I want to do this, and you're driven by it. And the compliments that you receive, you know, satisfies you to the point that you even want to do more.
Yes.
You know, and that's how I started the journey. I just started to take my daughter out on a day, show her Lagos, and I discovered how little I knew about the city that I had grown
up. Can you imagine?
All my life. And from that day, it became a personal mission to, you know, do this, and it's been great so far.
I've been telling my kids that I'm going to take them on a Lagos tour, and I'm actually coming to Lagos, Moving Lagos for that, because I know you guys have a package.
Yeah.
For it. Can you share more about your package with us? So that those of us who live in Lagos, who have never really explored, I've grew up here. I left Nigeria when I was like 7 years old.
Yeah.
I came back when I was about, say, 13. And I can't say that I've even explored Lagos the way I should. So can you tell us more about your Loving Lagos package and how, and places we can visit?
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, when I started off, I just used to take people around Lagos. But then I decided, look, you must have a hub, a place where you know, do everything. And unfortunately, we... we got this place at number 23 Military Street in Onikon. Call it Onikon House. Mm-hmm. We're fortunate to even have that name registered, so mm-hmm. that has really helped. And obviously, we discovered how, you know, how much history is in that neighborhood. You mm-hmm. know, Nigeria's history from the race course, TBS, mm. to where Tafa Balewa stayed, where he was captured, you know, to...
All in Lagos.
All in that...
That Lagos side.
Yes. So you have the museum, you have the... And as you know now, you have the Jirandu.
Yeah.
So everything is within the walking distance and it has such history. So, you know, we started to have that as our hub. So what we do there is we tell the history of Lagos, at least as much as we know.
Yeah.
And interestingly, even the house itself has its own history. That has to do with Lagos. Mm-hmm. So it just makes it perfect. So from there, we also have a relationship in the Afro-Brazilian quarters called Popo Aguda, about 10 minutes drive from there, where we tell the Afro-Brazilian story as well. And their story is unique because that's a place where they settled. They were taken away as slaves from that point and they still came back and settled that area after a while as well. So it's got its own rich history. We're in touch with the community, we're in partnership with the community, and that's going on.
Is it the total package with the Onikon one, or it's a different one from the Onikon?
So we have different packages. You can either do the Onikon house package, mm-hmm. and then, or you could do the both. That's the Afro-Brazilian package. And recently we also added Isaliko as well. We have a new building in Isaliko.
Yes, yes.
And there, my experience in Isaliko was that we took some people there on a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And the chiefs and the families that that were there, they were like, look, we do not welcome people without showing them what we worship. That may be a bit hardened for, you know, surface.
But it's true, they have to show their culture.
Exactly.
Oshobo groove, they go, so people actually go and watch the what do you call them? When you're going to go and do rites,
exactly.
They actually watch. Exactly. Some people may be interested.
Some people don't know what it entails sometimes. So it's important to first settle them somewhere, and then you can now tell them, look, this is what happens here.
Yeah.
Are you up for it?
If you want it, fine. If you don't want it, just
here and go. And I think it's important because you also give the owners of the culture the opportunity to decide what they want to showcase, what they want to keep, what they think is sacred. So they are the driving seat rather than people, you know, pushing them to do stuff.
There has to be a lot of ownership for all the tourist sites here in Nigeria. Yeah. If you don't have ownership, you will not see the value. Yeah. When you hear that they're killing things like gorillas in Cross River, do you blame them? It's bushmeat, it's food for them. But if you tell them that, you know, that this gorilla can earn you guys $2,500 every day from one person, because I know in Rwanda, I think that's how much they're selling. When it first started, it was 1,000 just to see gorilla that we have here in, is it Akwa Ibom, not Cross River, you know. So sometimes that ownership is very important. Now, so let's go to the collaboration you have with the National Museum.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing one of your shirts, the Nigerian Artifacts. They had an event last year. We celebrated the International Museum Day, and they collaborated with the National Museum in Lagos, also in Onikon. So can you share more about that? So why that collaboration?
Well, we looked at it and we're like, look, we're small. Can I even call our outfit a museum? But obviously, we want to continue to have impact.
And sir, please, correction, you're not small. You are small but mighty. Correction.
So we're like, so how do we continue to make impact? And what we have noticed or studied is that for organizations like ours that were not government related or things like that, you have to be very aggressive and very upfront, trying to find out what people want to see. Now, our case is unique because you can either have the markets for foreigners, for tourists that come from, you know, international traveling. You could also have the local. Now, local obviously won't pay as much because you're talking local, and a bulk of that could even be students, things like that. So you have to be very tuned to, you know, the pricing, you know, for that. But we're like, okay, let's start to look at different things that appeal to different groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, like I said, knowing that we have so many artifacts in our museum, not just in Lagos.
Mm-hmm. How many museums do you have, by the way, sir, in Nigeria?
I don't know the number, but
I know there are plenty.
Yeah, there are quite a number of them. And then, by the way, the Director General, I think that's what it's called.
For what?
For
the museum.
NCMM.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a great job. He's trying to go around and do stuff. He's collaborating.
Mm.
That's Mr. Holloway, who, by the way,
mm-hmm.
his relatives owned the Bill the Unicorn House originally. So you can imagine when he came for the first time to Unicorn House, he was so emotional. He was so emotional.
Yeah.
We thank him for the support he's given us.
That's so sweet.
And it's that mindset that, look, you have all these items. Can we come and borrow them from time to time to showcase, depending, you know, curating stuff, depending on what's happening? And he was like, no problem. And they set it up. And I mean, kudos to the entire team, you know, that worked there. They've all been supportive.
Yes, sir. So what kind of advice did you have that day? I know I'm wearing the shirt. Those of you watching on YouTube, I'm wearing the shirt. I know we have the Ifair.
Yes.
That's from Lagos. Then we had the Knockout. That's from the East.
From
where?
Niger.
Okay.
The Kaduna,
yeah, Kaduna side. Then we had the Ibo bronze. And then we have the one for the Ivory for Benin.
And
yeah,
part of the message for this is that when you look at all of this and you stand out as a proud Nigerian.
Yeah.
And the message for us was that if you claim all four of this, you claim Nigeria.
Yeah.
You see the beauty in Nigeria. And those messaging, I think, is very important for us because sometimes you cannot connect why we are who we are.
That's true.
And it is when you now see the strength in that number, in that diversity, and you know, that you can drive 1,000 kilometers and cultures, language, people, things change, and it's still your land. Yes. And I think that's you know what we need to.
I think what I like is that it represented the western part of Nigeria, the northern part, then the eastern
part,
and then we could call this
the central.
You know, so I love about this shirt. You see, I've kept this shirt very well.
You have, in fact.
Since last
I'm
year.
I'm impressed.
I only did this myself. I was wearing from Miss Olawale today.
Thank you very much.
No, I really love what you did that day because our generation kids. So that's the reason why I want to do this tour for my kids during the summer.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to you for that and I'll be sharing about it later. Yeah. So that our children who are living here can also have an idea of what we have.
Absolutely.
And if we don't share with our kids, sir, I don't think we have any history to share again with our children. So I'm looking forward to that tour. Hopefully I'll have more children on board so that we can do this kind of thing regularly, because we can't have all these beautiful things.
Definitely.
And we're going to the abroad and be paying them to show, to go and see. They have nice things, so guys, don't get me wrong, you guys have nice things, but I think our own is quite unique because of the way our culture, our way of life, and we have so many tribes living in one place.
Absolutely.
I have those pimples just thinking of that.
No, and we must take advantage of that. You know, it's and the kind of mix we have. I tell people that, look, at in my own family, some of my mentors are from the East and the North because of Lagos business, where I do business. Half of my siblings are Christians and Muslim. So, you know, that means my nieces, I go to church, they come to the mosque and all of that. It's a unique thing that we take for granted, especially in Lagos, where you have this kind of blend. And it's really what we need to focus. And then we're well-traveled. Everybody's everywhere. You can see, that December had been there. They just coined
the word.
But no, it's always been
we
there.
We just branded and packaged it.
Yes. So you can see, and there's a lot to, you know, to do, to learn. To. I gave an instance. I went on a tour somewhere in Europe recently, and I was on a double-decker bus, and we're doing the tour. And someone was like, "Hey, do the double-decker bus in Lagos." I said, "What is double-decker? What is the red one? We have Korokpe, we have Bole Kaja, we have Danfo."
By the way, sir, please, I want that our bus doing the tour.
No problem.
We have a Korokpe.
It's the Bole Kaja. It's Bole Kaja. Danfo. There are lots of stories, you know, to tell about our own transportation and how, you know, people get so emotional when they see some of those things. They're like, and that's exactly what it needs to evoke out of us, so that we can remember and then select what we want to take to the future, because you can't make progress if you do not know where you're coming from. And when you're when you know where you're coming from and you're proud about it, we didn't bring colonization or slavery on ourselves. Some people brought it to us, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be proud human beings despite that. And that's where I think we really need to.
I must commend the work you're doing, and I'm not just commending because you're here, sir. It's just the fact, anytime people come to Nigeria and they're asking for where to go to, one of the places I recommend is Loving Lagos. And I tell them, if you want to learn about Lagos history, at least The one I did not learn in school, they did not teach me in school. If you want to learn and have practical, go to Loving Lagos. That's why I'm really looking forward to doing this tour with you. Then let's talk about Loving Lagos Resort.
Okay.
Can you shed more light about it?
Right now, we're actually looking at going into a partnership. And that's because, one, the Lagos-Calabar Road is completely changing the dynamics in that neighborhood.
Yes, it is.
We have also suffered...
Is it going to pass you people
yes,
too?
Yes, it has. It's even... It's cut us off at the moment.
Oh, for real?
Yes, it has. You know, because they're working, so
I can't go to the beach again?
You can, but you'll have to park your car on one side or drive much further down. It's a bit more complicated than it used to be. But it's there. Wow. So we're trying to rethink...
We're around it,
which is why, you know, we're trying to focus on the other things like building up more of our historical tour sites,
yes.
And the transportation end as well. Mm-hmm. We're launching some Korikwe buses going to go to different hotels to pick up.
No, I'm serious, sir. Please, that bus, can we use this? Where did I put the children? I want them to enter that bus. I grew up with it. They didn't grow up with it, so they need to experience it.
No worries at all. So and you know, we're always open to collaboration. Nobody knows it all. We're looking at opportunities in even food making, where you're like doing local cuisine alongside more contemporary stuff, so people can connect both.
So
you can see a transition. You know, people. So it's not so difficult for people to say, you know, this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, what did this city offer before that?
Yeah.
You make the connection.
Yeah. Like, I like the way now everybody in their parties, you have like Puff Puff, you have your Suya, you have Bole with Grand Notes, you have Ekpa. Corn with ube, that's pear.
Yeah.
People are now going back to the things that actually we grew up with.
Yeah.
Because I give it to the Western world. They have a way of packaging something and it looks better than yours. We need to start doing that for ourselves. So that's very important. All right, so what would you say to, how would you say the climate we have right now in the tourism space, especially in Nigeria, where do you think we're heading to? Based on everything that's been happening economic-wise, cultural-wise, yeah.
I think at this point, we're a stage of becoming aware, awareness of, you know, the space
we have
of and where we are and the potentials that it holds.
Okay.
Now, what's going to happen after that is going to depend on the individuals. A lot of people want to lean on government, but, you know.
I think even other countries, they don't lean on government.
You know,
government just supports.
They support and they provide
the amenities, which is, I know, we still have a long way to go here
it's
in Nigeria.
Still, you know, it's still left to people. So, and you can't do it all. Like I said, you know, we want to focus on this and we bring people on board to partner with us on other areas. And it's until we're able to do that. But I like the direction it's going because, you know, take for instance, I keep referring to Dirty December. The fact that some people can come up and say, hey, these are the figures, I doubt those figures. But
What to expect.
Exactly. And then the fact that they realize that the next one is in December. So
and
we're building
planning.
A culture of planning. People are building.
Because they don't have data. Whether it was correct or not. That, like I was telling our last guest, if you don't have data, she kept saying, if you don't have data, you can't plan.
You can't plan.
So at least this is a good start.
Yes.
Like you said, that's it. It has been there. We used to call them JJ's, the journey just come. So now they package it. So it starts with that. Yeah. So you're saying there's hope for the industry?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's hope because what you find is that people start to see that there's value in it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, people would come and say, why does our space cost so much
just
than national, you know, and we're like, it's a private space. There's certain things you expect when you come in there. And I tell people this, that usually for me, in my experience, when you go to our traditional cultural festivals, you must be really into it to want to stay there because if you're out in the sun, it's hot, but because we're now exposed, we know that we want to pay for this. We need to bring some level of comfort into
for
this
people,
process.
Yeah. Yeah.
For people to now see the value and they're ready to pay the premium.
Exactly.
Do you know, we make more money from people that we tell, donate, don't pay a fee.
Hmm.
they pay more. In fact, there was a lady I met. This was the one that blew my mind. So as I was at the airport traveling, next night I saw a lady carrying a Loving Lagos gift bag.
Oh my gosh.
So I approached her. I told her, she's so happy she did the tour, this and that and that. And then later happened, we were on the same flight. She now came to me later and said, my husband had paid twice. I paid and my husband too paid. So I was like, I'm so sorry. We'll look at it and refund you. He said, no. We should take the other one as a donation. Aww. That they were so happy with what we're what doing. I know that meant a lot, you know, to us. And that is what it is. You'd find that people really value these things. Yes. They're happy that it exists. Yeah. And that they can even say, tell people, go to this place
that I trust that they'll give you. You know, run for
so
your money.
It is our duty to make sure we meet those whatever expectations we set. We try not to set
too high, too but high, we cannot slow that.
You know, considering
you have
the challenges
to pay and things exactly. to pay, and we have fuel to pay for.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's go to something a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
What are the three things people don't know about you?
I live a very so people know well. When I'm not doing tourism, I play in the oil and gas business.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
What else?
Number two.
Enjoy dancing.
What kind of dance?
Music.
Bata dance.
Any dance.
All right. Number three.
And number three. My favorite food is rice.
What kind of rice? Any type of rice?
Any type of rice.
White rice or jollof rice, fried rice, coconut rice. Ekushesa, well done. All right, sir. So what two destinations would you advise me to go to? One in Nigeria and one in Africa? Just one each. I know you have plenty. You have travel, sir. But just give one each.
One in Nigeria.
That someone's coming for the first time, it's okay.
Try it has to be Unicorn House.
Okay, let's no, not a Unicorn House. We know they must come to Unicorn House. Oh, yeah, somewhere else, please.
Somewhere else
outside Lagos. So, you know, you said they should come to Lagos, somewhere outside Lagos.
There's a place I haven't been, but I'm planning to go.
Okay,
in Abuja, the farm. How it's called.
I know the name. It starts with an A.
Yes.
I've been saying if I go to Abuja, I love to go there. If you like all the farm life and you want to experience as a city person, it'd be lovely.
So that's,
I'll look for a name. Okay.
And then, I mean, one place that blew my mind.
I think it's in Abeokuta, right?
No.
Where is it? Abuja. In Abuja. Then where else?
One place that really blew my mind. At the pyramids in Egypt.
Do you know I lived in Sudan? I grew up in Sudan. Mm-hmm. I used to wish we could go to Egypt. We all had plans to go, but we never did. I just wanted to see the pyramids.
No, you should. And it's a different, because you see it in the films.
You hear the stories, you read it in books, in the Bible.
It's not so glossy. It's a dusty city, Cairo. But there's something about it. You know, when you go to the museum and you're touching artifacts that
you've heard
1,000
years old.
In Nigeria, we're struggling for 600 years to agree on our history of 500 years. You're talking this about no something. Dispute. This thing has been there for 3,000-4,000 years. It's amazing. It's mind blowing.
So Egypt, I'll come and meet you guys very soon. All right, so to wrap this up, what advice do you have for those coming into the tourism and travel space, those of us already in the tourism space, and then the veterans like you?
So like you said, and I'm happy you put it like that. For the startups, you know, for those starting off, we are trying to make that process easier for you, even though we're making all the sacrifices, passion, but we realize that at the end of the day, ultimately, what we want to achieve is to pass this message
to
the next generation. So you can take it to, you know, and it's important that we tell our stories the way we have seen it.
Mm.
We're not saying it's the best, but this is our story. And you can now build on that based on your own experiences.
Mm.
I think that's very important, you know, for the messaging. The, like I said, the future is bright. We're discovering what we're worth. Nothing is built in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while, and it's the value that you, and it's the way you treat it that will have value.
Yes.
Some people would complain that tourism doesn't really, but you know, people are, Nigerian tourism now, you can just do December alone for some parts of the industry.
And
you've made enough to take you on for the next year.
Yeah.
You know, so we're getting there. It's just to build on it, to make sure that proper processes are put in place to secure things, and I think that's what I'm for as long as people come and they see the value, they would spend the money, and I feel very optimistic about that.
That's good. All right. So what do you have for? Okay, that's what you so coming in. Yeah. Those coming in. Those coming in. There's opportunity. Those of us there. There's hope.
There's hope.
Then absolutely. For your fellow veterans.
For my fellow veterans, and I mean the Madam Nekas, Mr. Chuku.
Ikechi.
Ikechi. I mean, these are people that I see them every day and I'm like, I don't know where these people get this. I will make it my own life mission to support whatever they're doing, you know, because it takes a lot to be constantly in that space, you know.
Pushing it.
To keep pushing it, pushing, you know, celebrating Africa and all the other people in that space, Madame Nike.
Yeah.
You know, so many of them and all the owners of these art galleries and places of interest like that.
Yeah.
So you can see the least we can do is to show, just like you're expressing to me that, you know, we like what you're doing. You know, it has brought a lot of us into that space.
Yes.
We could be doing something else that could be more rewarding, but we chose this, you know. And I tell people that, look, the penny for if you buy a G-Wagon, it's the same joy it gives you as somebody coming to our museum and saying, I like it. It's that satisfaction.
Yes.
So, you know, everybody has what they want, what they value.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we need to come to appreciate that.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate you being here and for the things you're doing. Like I said again, I'm not trying to make your head swell. It's just the truth, right? And keep it up, sir. Looking forward to the tour.
No problem.
We're going to do this summer. No, and guys, if you want to explore Lagos, Loving Lagos is actually it. I'm not here to brag. I've done things with them for the past, I think, 3-4 years.
Yes,
and if you really want to explore Loving Lagos, they're your people. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for being here. Thank you, everyone, and see you at the next edition.
Thank you.
And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.